Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Doing the right thing. That was a good thing that we did last week, but let's do it again. Doing the right thing. Isn't that what we all should be concerned with? Doing and following that which is good. And that which is good, what is that which is good? The word of the Lord, all caps, says, in Romans 7:12, the law of God is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. The law of God, which I have presented on this program, is good and valid. That law still stands. The word of the Lord, all caps, says, Matthew 3:15, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, ever follow that which is good. The Gentiles are duty-bound to follow the law of God. Let us all ever follow the good and right thing. Let us all make a virtue of necessity. What does it mean to follow the Lord, all caps? The Gentiles have agreed to follow the word of the Lord, all caps. They have agreed to do that which the Lord, all caps, said. So the question before us today is, what does it mean to follow the Lord, all caps? And we will also entertain the question, what is truth? Okay? Matthew 9:9, and it's two words. It's a two-word commandment. And that two-word commandment says, follow me. Follow me. For the Lord, all caps, the papal word commands the Gentiles to follow the Lord, all caps, follow the lead of the papal office, those of a papal office. And let's see what the Lord, all caps, has said. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, fear God. Another two-word commandment. Fear God. Follow me. Fear God. The question raised is this, Luke 23:40. Luke 23:40, the question, dost not thou fear God? Dost not thou fear God? Follow me, fear God. Genesis 42:18. Genesis 42:18. We find these words. I fear God. Dost not thou fear God? The papal word says, the word of the Lord, all caps, says, I fear God. So in following the Lord, all caps, following his lead of fearing God, the people should fear God. We have that commandment repeated in 1 Peter 2:17. These words, two words again, fear God. Another statement the Lord all caps has said is found in Acts 27:25. Acts 27:25. These words, three words, I believe God. The word of the Lord, all caps, says, I believe God. Okay. So, in the word of the Lord, the commandment coming from the Lord, all caps, papal commandment, follow me. The Lord, all caps, has said, he fears God and he believes God. Last week we had the statement, which is a commandment, that said, believe the works. Believe the works coming from God. And what are the works coming from God? The works coming from God can be seen on Lawmaster's page. One can see the works of the Lord, all caps, in the many episodes of this program. The works of God can be seen. Those works, some of them, are the work of the curse, the papacy's curse against Africa and its aboriginal inhabitants. One can see the work of the Passover law, the papacy's Passover law. One can see the work of the promises concerning God, papal promises concerning God. One can see papal expectations, the work of the expectations concerning God, papal expectations concerning God, and much more. Of course, one can see the work of the law of sin and death, and much more. The least commandment, John 20:22. John 20:22. And that is an incorrect reference that I have put here. Let's see here. The commandment says this, and you can look it up. be not faithless, but believing. Be not faithless, but believing. The commandments thus far. Fear God and be not faithless, but believing. Believing God, believing the works of God. Let's look at this word right here. The word follow, when the Lord says, follow me. I think it's just good for me to cite the definition of follow. That is, to take as a model, to act in accordance with, imitate, and to accept the authority of, obey. So when the Lord, all caps, commands the people to, his people to, and this is for all the people, to follow him, he's telling them to follow his lead, to imitate him, and to accept the authority of the word of the Lord, all caps, and to obey. And the Gentiles have agreed to obey the word of the Lord, all caps. Follow me. Fear God. But be not faithless, but believing God. Believing God and believing the works of God. And for those who are new to listening to this program, when I speak of God thyself here as I today, I'm speaking of God in me. The papacy, the Lord all caps, has appointed me God by his very word, by the word of the Lord all caps. I am God, I am the God that the Bible talks about. I am the God that the Gentiles have been expecting, that they have been commanded to watch for, and now they are being commanded to fear God and believe God and believe the works of God. Fear God, be not faithless, but believing God. Zechariah 3:12. Zechariah 3:12. I did not make that correction there. The statement says, they shall trust in the name of the Lord, all caps. So the Gentiles have agreed to trust in the Lord, all caps, and that is evident in the covenant of the people, the covenant that I have brought forth on this program, to review those things concerning the covenant. Look for the word covenant in the episodes titles. They shall trust in the name of the Lord, all caps. And in the name of means in the authority of, to place one's trust in the authority of the Lord, all caps. Matthew 27:42. Matthew 27:42, the people have said, and this is the Gentiles, they have agreed on this. They have said, we will believe him. In response to the commandment, be not faithless, but believing, the people have agreed to believe God, placing their trust in the Lord all caps. They believe God. They believe the works of God. We will believe him. That's a solemn promise. That's a vow. We will believe him. Matthew 12:21. Matthew 12:21. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Whose name? Turn to Psalm 9:10. Psalm 9:10 says this. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Now, this is a word of the Lord, all caps, to me, to God, saying, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Romans. Let's go to Romans here. Romans 15:1. We will start with Romans 15:10. And again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his God people. Another commandment there. Rejoice ye Gentiles with God's people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Lord there is spelled capital L, small case, O-R-D, and that's a reference to God. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. And it is God in me. It is God that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. So the purpose of God's rising is to reign. To reign over the Gentiles. Okay? Psalm 56:11. Psalm 56:11. Let's start with verse 10. In God will I praise his word. The paper word here. In God will I praise his word. 11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. In God have I put my trust. So the Lord, all caps, has commanded his people, the Gentiles, to follow him, take his lead, follow his lead, fear God, believe God, trust God. And the papacy said, the papal word said, I fear God. It says, The people's word says, we will believe God. The papal word says, I have put my trust in God. And let's go back to the promise. Another word concerning this promise here, found set in Matthew 27:42. we will believe him, we will believe God. Nahum chapter 1, verse 15, the commandment says, perform thy vows. That promise there in Matthew 27:42 is a vow. The Gentiles are commanded at this time, now, to perform their vows. That's Nahum chapter 1, verse 15. Okay? And the Gentiles are to trust in God in me. They are to believe God in me. They are to fear God in me. First Timothy 4:10. Reading of the scriptures, reading of the crucial word, reading of the law of God, the law concerning God. And here in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10, these words, we trust in the living God. We, all Gentiles, those are the papal office included, we trust in the living God. Of course, God lives in me. We trust in the living God. These things, the commandments, the duties set forth in the Bible, many of these things are to be done while God is living, while he's alive, living here on earth. We trust in the living God. Okay, the Bible speaks of things that are to come to pass. One statement in Isaiah says, God will show you things to come. This is a thing that must come. Where the Gentiles as a whole trust in the living God. Another thing that is to come to pass, where those of the papal office actually fear God, in reality, fear God, believe God, trust God, obey God. Things that must shortly come to pass. Believing God. In him shall the Gentiles trust. In God, the living God, shall the Gentiles trust. We trust in the living God. I have a note here, 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Again here, the papal word says, the Gentiles are to trust in the living God. They are to trust in the living God. That is a thing that must come to pass while God is yet alive. God shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. God must reign over the Gentiles while he is living, alive. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. 1 Corinthians 15, 25 says, he must reign. He, God, the living God, must reign. And we can call this God a new God, this new living God, because there is a change of the gods. There's a changing of the gods here. Okay? And this new living God, the papal word says he must reign. This prophetic word, he, God, must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. He must reign. Statement in Revelation, how long shall God reign? The scripture says he shall reign forever and ever. Okay? He shall reign forever and ever. Okay. Now, First Thessalonians 5, verse 9. First Thessalonians 5, verse 9. To obtain salvation. The phrase there, to obtain salvation. What does that mean? Let's turn to Acts. Chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. These words coming to at the end of the verse. The Gentiles had also received the word of God. That's a thing that must come to pass. The word of God has already been given to the Gentiles. Okay? And where is that word found? That word is found in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program. Okay? The word of God has been given to the Gentiles. What is salvation? Salvation here speaks of the works of God. God has dug up, if you will, these works. God has uncovered the heart of the authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, and he has salvaged these things that we call the works of God that I spoke of some of them a few minutes ago. Salvation. Okay? Obtain salvation. In obtaining salvation, the Gentiles receive the word of God. They receive the works coming from this God who is presently speaking on this program. Second Timothy 4:17. Second Timothy 4:17. To at the end of the verse, and that all the Gentiles might hear. All the Gentiles might hear. that is a goal, an objective that all the Gentiles might hear. Let's go to Acts. Acts 28:28. Acts the 28th chapter, the 28th verse. Be it known, therefore, to you that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles. And I just spoke about that I have given these works to the Gentiles. Watch it. The salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. The Gentiles will hear, listen to officially the word of God, and the Gentiles will do that which they should do in response to the word of God while the living God is living. Okay. The preaching might be fully known. Okay. Now, here is another goal that the Gentiles are to perform. In Acts 28:27, to at the end of the verse, they should be converted. They should be converted. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, the last statement in the verse says, the papal word says, the papacy is speaking in regard to all Gentiles, saying, we shall all be changed. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, the last four words in the verse, we shall be changed. Let's see here. I believe Psalm 18. Psalm 18. No, that's not it. I'll have to pull that one up again sometime later. Anyway, it says, if I can quote it, the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. We shall all be changed. We shall be changed. And be converted. Okay? And the question can arise, change to what? Or what form or what kind of change are we talking about? All right. The Gentiles are to be the servants of God. The Gentiles are to be the servants of God. Okay? And they are expected to act in the service of a servant. Gentiles are to be the servants of God. They are changing from they're turning from their evil way to God. They are turning to God. They are expected to turn to God. And that's producing a change, turning to God, the Gentiles turning to God. We shall all be changed. Okay? All right, and while we're on that topic, Revelation, Revelation 22, verse 3. I said, the Gentiles are the servants of God. Revelation 22, end of verse 3 says, his God's servants shall serve him. Now, here in Revelation 22, verse 6, these words. The Lord God is expected to show his servants the things which must shortly be done. I alluded to that earlier in this program. Things which must shortly be done, Gentiles are to have faith in God and demonstrate that faith in their works. The Gentiles are to believe God, and of course that belief is to be demonstrated in their actions. The Gentiles are to fear God, and of course that fear is to be demonstrated also in their doings, in their actions, in their works. Things which must shortly come to pass. Gentiles ought to trust God, put their trust in God. Another thing which must shortly come to pass. These things must come to pass, as I've said, while God is yet living. He's still living. He's still alive. For he must reign. He must reign. He must reign. The scripture says. Okay. Philippians 1:28. Philippians 1:28. And I'm just concerned with the word salvation there at the end of the verse, but to you of salvation and that of God. God, salvation is of God. Okay? And salvation, I've told you already that is speaking of the works of God, things God has uncovered, dug up, salvaged from the heap of Bible content. Another thing shortly to come to pass, which must shortly come to pass, is that the Gentiles will hear the word of God. And that hear there, and not just hear with the ear, but hear and obey, hear and follow, hear and carry out that which should be carried out or is expected of them to carry out. Look here at this aim, Acts 15:19. Acts 15:19. The last six words here, the Gentiles are turned to God. A thing which must shortly come to pass, this papal word which must shortly come to pass, this prophetic word which must shortly come to pass, the Gentiles are turned to God. the Gentiles are expected to change and turn to God. Okay? A thing which must shortly come to pass. So we can mark that statement that I read in Revelations a few moments ago as fulfilled. Let's see here. God is expected to show his servants things which must shortly be done. I'm pretty sure I've done this before, but I'm doing it again today. Let's mark that statement as accomplished. We can even put in progress there. But mark it, please. Okay? In progress or having been done, fulfilled. Showing the servants of God, showing the Gentiles things which must shortly be done. From God reigning to the Gentiles putting their trust in him, the Gentiles believing the word of God, believing God, Gentiles having faith in God, the Gentiles fearing God, the Gentiles putting their trust in the living God. They that know thy name, the scripture says, shall put their trust in thee, or in thee. They that know thy name, they that know thy God's name, shall put their trust in thee. Okay. Is there a commandment for turning to God? Yes, Hosea 12, verse 6. Book of Hosea 12, verse 6. Okay, a commandment in directing the Gentiles to turn to God. Hosea chapter 12, verse 6. Turn thou to thy God. There it is. The Gentiles are turning to God. We read that earlier, just a few minutes ago. And now we have a commandment here telling the Gentiles, directing, instructing, commanding the Gentiles to turn to their God. This God in me, turn thou to thy God. Okay. Keep mercy and judgment and wait on thy God continually. The Gentiles have not waited on me yet. They have not waited on me yet. The rulers have not waited. The rulers have not come to see me. The rulers have not gotten in touch with me. The papacy, the Pope, has not gotten in touch with me. There have been no communications at all. There hasn't been any communication at all from the powers that be. Okay? Yet they are instructed to turn to God, turn to me. They are instructed to command it to wait on their God. Continually, wait on me continually. One of the definitions of wait on is to act in the role of a servant. Act as a servant too. Okay? What the scripture says in Revelation is servants shall serve him. So things which must shortly come to pass. The Gentiles are to turn to God. The Gentiles are to keep mercy and judgment, carry out the judgment. The Gentiles are to wait on God continually, okay, without stopping. Okay, let's see here.
that page.
All right. Third John, chapter 1, verse 11.
Okay, let's go back for a little review of what's been done. The Lord, all caps, commanded the Gentiles to follow him. The Lord, all caps, says he fears God, says because he has put his trust in God. He says he believes God. The Gentiles are to imitate those actions. Now, those things are reliable, whether irregardless of what the Pope does. Okay? Irregardless, the Pope is to believe God. The Pope is to fear God. Why? Because the papal word says so. He is to carry out the papal word that is in reference to the Lord all caps. That's a function of the Pope, a duty of the Pope, the living, sitting Pope. So, fearing God, trusting God, believing God, trusting, fearing, believing the living God, this new God in me. Those things are expected of the people, of the Gentiles. Right? What else have we said? We spoke of things to come, and those are things to come. The servant of God, the Gentiles, are expected to serve God. They are ordered to turn to God and to wait on God. Act in the capacity of a servant, continually to God. The scripture says, he, God, must bring, must. Strongly, he, God, must reign. And of course, obviously, he's to reign while he is still alive. Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. Doing that which is good and right. I told the people last week that I need their help. And I do. I need the people to do what the word of the Lord commands them to do. They need to do that. The Lord all caps says, it fulfills us to do the right thing. In other words, to do that which is right. It is expected of the Gentiles, Pope included, to do that which is good and that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, now, these are constitutional things that I'm speaking about. Constitutional things, things concerning God. Constitutional things. These are things found in the law concerning God. They are constitutional things. Fearing God, believing God, trusting God, those are duties of the people. Protecting, even protecting God. Constitutional things, things found in the law of God. Third John 1:11, follow not that which is evil. And here, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, instructs the people, saying, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Okay, Romans 7. Verse 12, the law, and this is speaking of the law of God, the law concerning God, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Commandment is a synonym for law. Okay? The law is holy, just and good. The law, that is the law of God. Ever follow that, well, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Ever follow that which is good. Follow not that which is evil. Ever follow that which is good. Constitutional statements found in the law of God, statements found in the law that has proceeded from the Lord, all caps, statements found in the law that has proceeded from the papacy. Luke 18, verse 19. Luke 18, verse 19. None is good save one. That is God. So the Bible defines the one that is good. And it defines the law that is good. The law of God is good. God is good. There is none good. None is good save one. That is God. Ephesians 5, 1. Ephesians 5, 1. Be ye therefore followers of good. Follow not that which is evil, ever follow that which is good. None is good save one, that is God. Be ye therefore followers of God. 1 Kings 19:20. Almost in the middle of the verse, these words. The Lord all caps says to me, the Lord all caps says to the living God, I will follow thee. The Gentiles are instructed to follow the Lord all caps. They are to fear God, believe God, trust in God, serve God. His servants shall serve him. Revelations. And follow God. Fear God, believe God, trust God, serve God, turn to God, follow God. Those are things which must shortly come to pass. Things I, God, am showing my servants, the Gentiles, things which must shortly come to pass. He, God, must reign. And back to Romans, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The Gentiles are duty-bound to fear God, believe God, trust in God, believe the works of God, serve God, obey God, follow God. All right? Let me... And those are constitutional things. Constitutional things. Constitution, meaning here, the system of fundamental laws and principles having to do with God. Okay? The system of laws and principles of a group, state, nation, etc. And I just say constitution here means that. It means the system of fundamental laws and principles having to do with the Gentiles and their God. The law of God is the law coming from the papacy and the people of the papacy, coming from the Lord all caps and the people of the Lord all caps, the Gentiles. The constitution and of the constitution of God then is the people's constitution concerning their God. To be more specific, the constitution of which I speak is the Gentiles, papacy, pope included, constitution concerning their God. The law of God, another term for it, the constitution of God, the constitution concerning God, the Gentiles, constitution concerning their God. Because remember, the Gentiles have agreed in the crucial word of the Authorized Version to do these things. We will believe him. We will believe God. We trust in the living God. Okay. Now, one thing here I must get in today is this. God has a concern over his safety. Job 11:18. Job 11:18. These constitutional words are, thou shalt be secure, and thou, God, shalt be secure. Secure means here, free from fear, care, doubt, or anxiety, not worried, troubled, or apprehensive. Secure means here also not exposed to damage, attack, etc. It means safe. Thou shalt be secure. Thou shalt be safe. Thou shalt be free from care, fear, doubt, or anxiety. Thou shalt not be worried or troubled or apprehensive. Okay? Luke
8:49. I am
so sorry for this. That's the wrong statement there. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Yes, that's correct. Luke 8:49. The last four words of the verse, Luke 8:49, trouble not the master. So the people say to me in the Constitution of God, thou shalt be secure. And the commandment here says in the Constitution, trouble not the master. All right, Lord means master. They are not to allow God to be troubled. They are not to trouble God. Trouble not the master. Luke 24:36. Okay. What was that? No, that's Luke 10:35. Luke 10:35. Let's see here. Okay, these words. Take care of him. That's a commandment to those of the papal office, the Pope, all rulers among the Gentiles. Take care of him. Take care of God. Because Psalm 38:6. As I said earlier, God is concerned over his safety. I am troubled because the Gentiles are not, as of yet, carrying out this duty of taking care of God, providing for God, attending to God. They have been instructed earlier today in this message, Hosea 12:6, turn to their God and wait on their God continually. They have not done that yet. Okay. The order, a commandment to those of the papal office and all rulers, Luke 10:35, take care of God. And as I've said, because no safety measure has been met yet. The safety measure is this, Job 11:18, thou shalt be secure. Okay. Trouble not the master. Take care of here means, when we say take care of him, it means to have charge of or be responsible for. It means to provide for, protect against trouble, want, etc. For the rulers, Pope included, this statement in Matthew 27:66 should be a matter of priority. That is, setting a watch or providing a guard for God. As I said, because God feels concern over his safety. Job 4, 5. Job 4, 5. And thou art troubled. Yes, I am. Okay. Matthew 28:14. Matthew 28:14. We will secure you. That's the promise in the Constitution. So these safety measures, thou shalt be secure. We will secure you. We will secure you, God. The Gentiles should be about the business of carrying out these papal orders, fulfilling the law of God. Trouble not the master. And I must say, right now, they are troubling because there is no no safety measures being carried out. But so that is a problem when the scripture tells me in no uncertain terms, thou shalt be secure. And here in Matthew 28:14, we will secure it. So, things which must shortly come to pass, God is showing his servants. And this is a collective, if you will, work in taking care of God and providing for God and all like this. It is to be a joint effort between those of the papal office and all other rulers among the Gentiles. Okay? All right. So I think the word has been clear today. Let me read this final statement here. The Pope and the powers that be have the shared responsibility of taking care of God. That's their constitutional duty. And remember, the law of God, which may also be called the Gentiles, Pope included, Constitution concerning God. The Gentiles have a shared responsibility of taking care of God. All right? Okay. That is the word that I have for today. I invite you to tune in to the program next Sunday for another episode of Law Master's Law of God program. And remember, let us do the right thing. Let's do it again. That which we have done. I think I started to go to this, but I don't think I went to it. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Pay close attention, careful attention to this statement. Because I have asked you to do what you have done again. Listen. that which is done is that which shall be done. That's a principle, a constitutional principle. Okay? That which is done is that which shall be done. So, keep in mind, be fearing God, trusting God, believing God, serving God, helping God, working with God. Let us all do the right thing. Let us all not follow that which is evil, but ever follow that which is good